Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all on SEGO.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, a local woman from your area, someone, in fact, that we've had on WAMC, Alan Shartek interviewed for an hour, Paula DiPerna, who is a delegate to the Vatican Conference on Climate Change. She's been talking about what the information that's been gathered there.
Well, Paula, I guess you could say, is our window on international climate politics. I called her last Saturday morning in Rome. The day before, Paula had been in the Sala Regia, the same room where Pope Francis had convened the cardinals a month ago to address the abuse of boys and the priesthood. This time, it was for the International Conference on Religions and Sustainable Development Goals. Paula has a house here in Cooperstown. She ran for Congress from the local district in 1992. She's currently a special advisor to a nonprofit called CDP North America that's developed a database to allow corporations, cities, and even countries to measure the success of their climate initiatives. Last July, to her surprise, she was one of 200 delegates invited to a papal conference, Saving Our Common Home and the Future of Life on Earth. That was on the three-year anniversary of the Paris Climate Accords to measure progress to date. Various committees received assignments then, and the aim of this conference was to organize those committee findings and prepare reports for the United Nations Climate Summit 219, a race we can win, at the UN headquarters in New York City this September. Pope Francis spoke to the delegates on Thursday. When we speak of development, he told them, we must always ask development of what and development for whom. Presiding over this effort is Cardinal Peter Turkson, a Ghanaian, who heads something called the Dicastery for the Promotion of Integral Human Development. He advised them to build their recommendations in an ethical context. What impressed Paula most was her fellow delegates. Seated to one side was a turbaned Sikh. Next to him was a Muslim. And on the other side was a shaman from Greenland. Paula told me, all these different societies have a need to protect nature. There's ice melting in Greenland, deforestation in Ghana. All have seen and are living the problem of climate change. Paula was one of only two or three Americans among the 200 delegates. Still, she said, it surprised me how much people look up to the United States. People don't understand what happened in the U.S., why we don't want to be part of the solution anymore. Still, this experience has brought her back to something larger than herself. So she told me the other day, it renewed my feelings about transcendental values, that anything important is bigger than any individual. So we'll see what happens at the UN in September.
We're speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all on SEGO.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you, as usual, next week.
Super. Thank you, David.